A new season and a new year has arrived. Welcome to 2024. I'm going to give you some great tips. It's going to help you plan for 2024 and make your game better than it's ever been after this year.
Welcome to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast, where you can listen to everything related to the game of golf. Golf tips to help you improve your golf game, entertaining interviews, discussions about the latest in golf equipment, and so much more. Now, here is your host, PGA professional, Steve Goforth.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Man, I missed you guys. It's been a while since I put out a podcast, at least for me anyway, almost a month now. Feels like a month. I don't think it's been quite a month, but so happy to be back. So happy to bring you another podcast. So happy to be living in 2024. I hope you look at it the same way. And so happy to help you with your golf game in 2024 and continue to bring you great content this year and expanding upon that content this year. I have some great ideas for the year. I'm going to have some great guests coming on to entertain you as well all year long, as well as continuing those tips that I like to try to give you throughout the year. But having a little bit more discussions throughout the year about golf, and I want to involve you guys more this year. So what I mean by that is every episode, I'm going to encourage you to email me questions about what's going on in the world of golf. What are your thoughts or questions about what's happening in golf, and I want to answer those questions for you. I want to create more discussion with you this year, create our community, making you guys a lot more involved together, not just with me, but interacting with each other. So those are some ideas I have for this year. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, email me. If there's something going on in the world of golf and you want to hear my opinion about it, shoot me an email. I'll give you a great example. Tiger has parted ways with Nike. After 27 years, Tiger is no longer affiliated with Nike. Shocking news in the world of golf. If you want to hear my opinion about that, ask me. Whether it's LIV, whether it's PGA, whether it's a certain player, whether it's a tournament, whether it was a ruling on the golf course during a tournament, whether it's about new equipment that's out there right now, whether it's good or bad about the equipment, whatever it may be, whatever question pops in your mind, and you want to hear my opinion about it, shoot me an email, sgoforth@pga.com. Same email, not going to change, sgoforth@pga.com. Of course, I'm going to credit you for that question. Please flood my inbox. I want to hear from you guys as much as possible. I want to grow this golfing community that we've formed together, and I want you guys to interact with each other. Before we move forward with today's episode, again, goal planning, how to set New Year's resolutions about your game, I'm going to give you some advice and tips on what you can do to make this year productive for yourself and so that you come out of 24 into 25 with a better golf game. But there has to be a plan there. It has to start with goals, and then those goals have to be accompanied by a process. And so we're going to talk more about that. But before we dive into that, I want to congratulate the contest winners from last season. All season long, I asked you guys to share the podcast, tag me in it, and everyone who did that, I put their name in a hat, and I drew out these names for these prizes at the end of season four. So congratulations to Bill Greta. He won the free virtual golf lesson with myself. Congratulations, Bill. Bill Borchert won the 1 dozen TaylorMade golf balls. Mike DeGroot won 2 dozen TaylorMade golf balls. And then the grand prize winner, Rick Taylor, won a TaylorMade wedge. So again, congratulations to these four gentlemen on winning these fantastic prizes. And I cannot thank you enough for your efforts and for sharing the podcast. And again, thank you to everyone who shared the podcast. And I apologize to those who did not come out a winner, but you are a winner in terms of growing the podcast. So thank you again. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into these tips and this advice I'm going to give you on setting goals for 2024.
Oh, he got all of that one.
Hi, I'm Betsy Exton, owner of Pure Health and Wellness. If you want to take control of your health and feel amazing, I encourage you to check out Pure Health and Wellness. We have two locations, one downtown Greenville. It's called Pure on Main across the street from the Hyatt. The other location is on Cannon Street in beautiful downtown Greer. Pure Health and Wellness provides you with essential services and products, allowing you to live a healthier, more fulfilling life. We are one of the most exclusive and unique health and wellness centers in the upstate, and we've been nominated for Greenville's Best for over 8 consecutive years. Do you want to increase your endurance, increase your mobility, get rid of joint pain, and have a better golf game? My staff and I can help you. Our stores are filled with beneficial items for your body and soul. Our services include massage therapy, ionic foot detoxes, colon hydrotherapy, wellness consulting, saunas, and body wraps. We are dedicated to help provide the best service for our community. Please give us a call and allow us to recommend the top of the line products and services that are results driven for your golf game. Steve gets all his wellness supplements from us, and it's made a huge positive impact in his life. Visit our website at pureonmain.com to learn more about our products and services. So what are you waiting for? Start living happier and healthier at Pure on Main and Pure Wellness Spa. We are a proud sponsor of the Go Forth and Golf podcast.
So as we know, with the new year comes resolutions, comes goals that we want to achieve for the new year. And I want to help you today in planning for 2024, or if you happen to be listening to this in 2025 or 2026 down the road, maybe it'll help you there too. But I want to help you with goal planning. I want to help you think about how can you start out the year on the right foot, doing the things you want to do to improve your golf game. Now, I want to emphasize that this does not matter when you start it. Okay, you can be listening to this in July. You just ran across the episode. Maybe you're new to the podcast. You can start in July. Does not matter when you start this. I don't want you to feel like, hey, I've missed January. I've missed the New Year's already halfway over. There's no sense in doing this now. Let me just wait until the following year. No, you can start this whenever you want. And I just feel like there's a lot of emphasis that gets put on New Year's resolutions, right? And it's like you get 3 or 4 months in and everybody abandons it. Listen, it happens. And start over again. So if you get 3 months, 4 months in, start a new year in April, all right? April to April. That's your calendar year. Doesn't matter. Just take these tips, use them however and whenever you need them, but I know they will help you improve your game and get you on a path that will, so that you will begin to see consistent improvement and lowering the scores. And when you do this, I really want you to sit down and write out what you did well in the previous year. This is not about what you're not doing well, okay? It's about what did you do well, and then what did you not do so well, all right? So you either succeed or you learn. There is no succeed or failure, okay? So it's important to know what you did well because I want you to build confidence off of that. Know that you can rely on that and then continue to strengthen that. Another way I want you to look at this is just say, hey, I'm a good driver of the ball, all right? And I know I'm really good at that. So whatever hard work you put into becoming a good driver of the ball, know that you can put in that same work to become a great putter as well, all right? So you've succeeded in that area. Take that success, take that experience, and then apply it to another area of your game that you know you're weaker at, and use the fact that you built that driver up as confidence that you can do it with the putter, you can do it with the wedge or whatever other club that you're struggling with, all right? So it's important to know what you don't do well for obvious reasons because improving these areas are going to make you a better golfer, all right? So again, sit down, write out what you did well, and then what you need to improve upon is what we're going to talk about moving forward here. So let's dive into the first point that I want to give you, and this is so important, all right? Understand why you're playing this game. Understand why you're playing the game. So important. Is it for fun or is it to compete? Maybe it's both. But I want you to make a list of things you want to accomplish for the year. I want you to keep this list easily accessible at all times. And I want you to review it as many times throughout the year to help you stay on task, to help you stay focused on these goals. So sit down. I want you to make that list of what do you want to accomplish in 2024, all right? Write them down, Put them where you can see them every day. Let me give you an example. I'm trying to exercise more this year. So what I've done is I've made a label and I've put it right below my stereo in my truck that I look at every day, and it says exercise. And that's my trigger. That's my cue to say, hey, go exercise. I'm going to look at that every single day. Find some place where you can do this. Maybe it's the mirror in your bathroom. All right. Maybe it's the nightstand before you go to bed or when you wake up in the mornings. Maybe it's the lock screen on your phone. You got to look at that almost all day long, right? Maybe it's your computer at work. Some place where you can see this. I want you to look at it every day as a constant reminder. Some of you may have heard of the SMART model, and some of you maybe like to measure your goals that way. And again, SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The only issue I have with that is it has a tendency of being too specific, and I feel like that can put a lot of pressure on you. For example, I want to win the club championship, or I want to win the member-member event. You'll notice that some of the best players in the world, they don't do this. Justin Thomas is a great example. He doesn't put, I want to win the Masters. He puts, I want to win a certain number of tournaments this year. I want to win this many majors this year. So I feel like if you're too specific and you don't win your club championship or you don't win your member-member event, you just feel like, oh, you know what? This has been a failure. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to do this year. Let's just scratch it and move on. So being too specific can sometimes hinder you. But I also think it's important to be specific in other areas, as if to say, hey, I want to hit my driver farther. Okay, great. But what is that? How is that going to be measured? Right. So the measurable part is really important here. So if you say, I want to hit my driver farther in 2024, how much farther? Is it 1 yard? Is it 5 yards? Is it 10 yards? Is it 15 yards? So make that very measurable for yourself. I want to be a better putter. All right, how do I do that? I want to reduce the amount of three putts that I have. Okay, I only want to have one three putt around, or I want to have 0 3 putts around. So get extremely specific on what you're trying to do in your goals. And that needs to be measured so you can develop a training process that will get you there. So if we can measure what it is you want to do and what you're trying to do, then that process to get you there can be a lot better defined and specific to get you the success that you're looking for. Second thing, I want you to develop the process. What I just mentioned to you, that is so important. Think about an assembly line in a car manufacturer. All right, so their goal is to take that car and roll it off the assembly line to a car lot to sell to someone. But to get to that point, that assembly line has to be running all day long, and it has to be running efficiently. And if it is, they're going to meet their goals of certain cars that are coming off that assembly line and certain sales that that company gets for that car. But at any point in time that assembly line shuts down for any reason, then it's hard to reach that goal. So if you're keeping that assembly line going, your process is the assembly line here, you can always pat yourself on the back that you're doing something, that you're moving forward. And not measure it by the goal, the end result itself, but measure it by how well is your process running. Because I can guarantee you keep that process running and you develop a good process to get you there, you will be successful and you will reach that goal. The most important part about developing this process is to come up with a good practice schedule and a good practice routine. And that's something I've mentioned in past podcasts, is practicing with a purpose. So sit down and say, all right, these are the areas I need to improve. Now, what am I going to do to get there? Well, I'm going to go get a lesson from Steve, or I'm going to go get a lesson from my other PGA professional that's in my area, and we're going to come up with how I'm going to improve myself. All right, I'm going to take these goals to that person, and we're going to work on that. And then as an instructor, I'm going to give you a plan to help you get there. I'm going to help you with a practice process and a routine, and I'm going to give you drills. And we're going to revisit that each lesson to make sure you're staying on that path. You're going to talk to me in between lessons, and we're going to make sure that you're staying there on that path. So, again, having that process running is so important, but having that practice routine set up to get you there and to make that process very, very effective is also important for you. Third point, I want you to evaluate your equipment, and I want you to make some upgrades if it's needed. Making this investment can be tough for some. I get it. But budget it the best you can. Even if it means you have to go out there and get a used piece of equipment, it's better than what you have now. But if your equipment is outdated, this is really going to hinder you from improving. Maybe you need to go out there and get a club fitting to see where you need to be, because you're not ready to make that huge investment just yet. Just pay for the club fitting. Know what you need as far as the club head, the shaft, the grips, the length, all those things. And then when you're ready to pull the trigger or you've saved that money, then go buy them in pieces or buy it in bulk. But really, really important to evaluate your equipment, because I've seen so many golfers playing with equipment that's holding them back from reaching their goals. Maybe it's a driver that's too flexible, or it's too stiff, or it doesn't have enough loft, or it has too much loft, or maybe it's irons that are the wrong length, playing the wrong flex. Whatever it may be, it's hindering them from reaching the goal. They're doing everything they can, but the equipment's holding them back. Just go and take a hard look at your golf equipment. Just make sure it's where you need to be at to help you reach that goal. Fourth thing, just make sure that your goals include improving your swing. No matter what area that it may include, whether it's full swing, short game, putting, or all of it, just make sure it includes the body and the brain. All right, so you may want to think about introducing fitness into your regimen. We're trying to do that at Cross Creek right now. We're trying to improve our fitness at the club. If your club doesn't do that, find a fitness instructor that's familiar with golf, or maybe they're TPI certified within your area, and go talk to them, because your swing is important, right? We know that. But it's also important to make sure that your body is in shape to get your swing where it needs to be. You know, good posture, good balance, muscular strength, and flexibility. All of those things are essential to establishing a proper and controlled swing. Cardio is also important, so you can maintain your energy and your strength through the round. If your cardio is bad, you're going to get winded. It's going to be hard to put a good turn on the ball and square that club face. So I just want to make sure that you are emphasizing your body along with your brain. All right. And again, what I mean by that is making sure your body is in good condition so that your brain can then function to do the things we need it to do in order to make these swing changes that you're trying to do. And then also make sure that you're including in there the full swing, the short game, putting, everything that you need to look at to get you better. Finally, the fifth thing I want you to focus on is your mental game. I want you to read some mental game books, or I want you to find an instructor that incorporates both mental and swing instruction. I'm the type of instructor that's going to do both, because I know that the mental game is just as important as that physical swing. So with all of my students, I'm going to talk to them about how do you become a better golfer? How do we think our way around the golf course better? How do we handle pressure situations? How do we handle great situations? How do we strategize shots? What's our pre-shot routine like? So the mental game, as I've always expressed in past podcasts, is extremely important. So make sure you're focusing on that. If you don't want to go so far as to find an instructor that's going to help you with that, again, there are so many great books out there that you can pick up and read. I had Dr. Saul Miller on here in a past podcast. He's fantastic. The name of his book is Winning Golf, The Mental Game. Of course, Bob Rutello is another wonderful mental game instructor. Dr. Morris Pickens. Go back and listen to some of my mental game tips that I've given in past podcasts. But really focus on that, because no matter how good your golf swing is, if between your ears is not where it needs to be, you're going to struggle. That's what makes some of these elite golfers so good, because their mind is so much better than everybody else's. Their swings may be equal, or maybe the person that has the better mental game doesn't have a really good physical swing like someone else does. But it's because they think their way around the golf course better. They have better confidence. They don't let bad shots rattle them. They overcome bad shots quicker, or they maintain a higher confidence level because their mental state's where it needs to be. That's what makes them an elite player. That's what makes them a champion. So really focus hard on that mental game when it comes to your goals for this upcoming year. So those are the five tips I want you to focus on when setting your goals for 2024, or whenever you may be starting this process. I want you to understand why you're playing this game. I want you to develop that process. I want you to evaluate that equipment. I want you to make sure that these goals not only include your physical swing, but it also includes your physical fitness, how you are conditioning yourself for the game. And then finally, I want you to really focus on the mental aspect of the game. Go find an instructor to help you with some good mental game tips, or go find that great book that will help you. Good luck to you. Give me some feedback, like always. I always ask for your feedback. If you see me, let me know how it's going. Reach out to me in an email, sgoforth@pga.com. Let me know how those goals are going for you, and let me know if there's anything I can do to help you with your process. Congratulations on completing another episode. Greatly, greatly appreciate all your support of this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a busy schedule for you, yet you took the time to push the play button, and that means the absolute world to me. Thank you. If time still allows it for you, go out there and give me a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening on, especially the Apple platform. Just pull up the show in Apple, scroll down, you'll see 5 stars, click that 5th one, and you're all done. If you want to leave me a rating, that's also tremendously appreciated. And I hate asking for these things, but what helps there is it, when you do these ratings and you do the reviews, it just moves me up the Apple charts. It moves me up the charts to help make me more visible for other people who search a golf podcast to listen to. And most importantly, we're growing the game of golf, and we're growing this golfing community that we have built together. So thank you so very much. The next episode is going to drop on Wednesday, January 24th. I'll have another great topic for you. I've got some great guests lined up for this season, like I mentioned to you before. So be on the lookout for that. If you've not subscribed to the podcast, you can do so and then get alerts whenever new episodes drop. So whatever platform you listen on, just follow the podcast for those alerts. That way you won't miss a new podcast when it drops. Plan on dropping some bonus content throughout the year as well, so I don't want you to miss out on that in case it's not the 1st or the 3rd Wednesday of the month when I normally publish the podcast. Again, don't forget to reach out to me to ask questions about any topic you see in the world of golf that may be going on. You want to hear my feedback on it? You want to hear my opinions on it? Please jot it down. Shoot me an email at sgoforth@pga.com or reach out to me on all my social media handles. It's @GoForthGolf on Instagram, @GoForthGolf on X, formerly Twitter, and also on TikTok, and it's GoForthGolfInstruction on Facebook. I would be absolutely delighted to hear from you and know what's on your mind in the world of golf so we can talk about it together and I can address whatever questions you have, because you never know. Whatever question you may have, someone else out there in the world could be thinking the exact same thing or wondering the exact same thing, and then you asking that question, maybe we'll answer a question for so many others out there. So please, don't be shy. Reach out to me. Until the next episode, keep hitting those drives long and straight. Keep draining those putts. Keep hitting those greens in regulation. And most of all, get out there, have a fantastic time playing this wonderful game of golf. Don't forget to do something nice for somebody today, because it's going to make you feel absolutely amazing to put someone else ahead of yourself. And remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.
You've been listening to the Go Forth and Golf Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to receive alerts on new episodes. For more information, please follow us on social media at Go Forth Golf Instruction or visit our website at GoForthGolfInstruction.com. Remember, together, let's go forth to a better golf game.